Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to celebrate rock fame and ponder legal and political shame. I'm Amy Beth Arkley's show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Come on. You knew I had to rhyme. It's the end of National Poetry Month. We'll take it all on. Of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 inductees were announced. We'll celebrate a few of those. Talk about snubs, yeah. And, of course, when we talk about the shame end of things, it's all things Trump. The salacious tabloid trial taking place in New York, and oh boy, do we wish there were cameras in the courtroom. That's all I can say about that. And SCOTUS taking up the whole presidential immunity thing and leaning towards Trump's favor. Is that true? We'll talk about what the legal experts are saying, but no decision quite yet. Just the slow walk, which is a win, of course, for Donald Trump. Hey, your Forgotten 45s in the mix, as are you. Are you listening live? It is Friday, April 26th. It's 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central. High noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. And, yeah, if you're taking along for that live ride, I see a lot of folks are. Pop in the chat box, Facebook page available, and, of course, our bustling 24-7 Twitter X feed at AB Writes. Chime in when it works for you, live or on podcast. It's all being helmed by the talented, tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Audiophile, Music Books Podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also, by Instacart, you want to wipe off grocery shopping from your list? Instacart.com has details. And Dunkin', America runs in Dunkin'. Fuel up with all your favorites. America runs in Dunkin'. And by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation. On air, online, up and running 24-7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Lots of dirty laundry to advertise. And then again, whatever else may be on your mind. Weigh in. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
money down.
Talking too much. I'm the Andrew Berkley Show for Adam, in honor of the lonely guy sitting at the table, talking too much outside the courtroom, but says nothing inside the courtroom because he can't. But he flaps his lips for the press and violating gag orders to the tune of 10 violations. We'll see what happens. Judge Marchand, for some reason, having the hearing next week, not this week, regarding that. We'll see what his violations are. He could go to jail, but don't count on that. And what could be described as the roundup of all the usual suspects in this crazy, salacious trial, gypsies, tramps, and thieves from Cher. Yeah, interestingly enough, for sure. Cher, by the way, just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about time, class of 2024, and fitting this week because she's not exactly a Trump fan, if you know what I mean. Love that one for the Moody Blues. A few folks requesting Moody Blues songs, including Dondi, Johnny Fever's Hangover, and Sally, in honor of Mike Pinder, who was the keyboardist and the last remaining co-founding member of the group, passed away at the age of 82. Great music you put into the world, Mike. Thank you so much. It lives on and on. And Henley's Dirty Laundry, airing that dirty laundry in the Trump trial. A lot of folks say this trial is not the most consequential trial. It may well be the only trial the former guy faces before the election, but it also is the one that really, you know, sums it up. It's quintessential Trump because it's all about salacious tabloid nonsense. Cash and kill, what they call checkbook journalism, and all the porn stars, the bad stories, making up stories, all that stuff. It's so Trump, wasn't it? And he's been a tabloid fixture since the 80s when he used to call in tips to the Post using a fake name, pretending he was a publicist, named John Barron. Interestingly enough, how he named his last son Barron. Crazy stuff indeed. Can't make this stuff up because David Pecker, yeah, that's his name, David Pecker, the guy who's the honcho, the former honcho of the National Enquirer, is still on the stand now in cross-examination. He's the one who helped engineer some of these fake stories that they put out against Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, later Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was crazy, all this kind of stuff. Surprise, surprise, they make up stuff. No kidding. Anyway, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, really, the reality has now gotten to the point where we, those of us who are fiction writers, are just, we don't have a job anymore. We can't make it up. Can't compete. Anyway, anything, everything on your mind, weigh in. Twitter, X feed is Avery Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505 for the live Friday, April 26th. Writers, we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available, too. Claudia chiming in. Haven't weighed in, she says, I'm sorry, in a couple of weeks, but I'm always listening. Love the show live and later on podcast. Thank you for your views and the music. And hey, you're welcome, Claudia. Thank you for tagging along. Fritz says, did you watch the stuff at the Supreme Court yesterday? What a shame. These folks are hacks. It's all partisan BS, if you know what I mean. I'm changing a couple of the words, but I get it, Fritz. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it sounded like the conservative members, particularly those, or a couple of the ones that Trump appointed himself, and, of course, you have Alito, particularly despicable, and Clarence Thomas, who has no business being on the being in on these cases because his wife was involved in the insurrection, but that's a whole other deal, asking certain questions that skew it towards Trump's immunity. I don't think they're going to go for flat-out presidential immunity, though. It's interesting to me how they were so much living in the hypothetical land, and they didn't really want to talk about the particular case at hand, which makes no sense. But we did a podstream show, Legal Eagles, with some folks, and Legal Eagle Andy Winchell pointed out what he thinks is going to happen is they're going to go back to the district court judge, which is Chutkin, who had the case on the docket for March, then it was pushed off because of all this delays. They're slow walking it. There'll be more delays. They believe they're going to send it back for clarification, so there'll be some things that are allowed in if it's private actions versus public actions, et cetera. But you know what happens? If it does go back to Chuck, and some people are saying, well, that means it's not going to happen before the election, which is probably true, but then she'll have to have an evidentiary hearing or two, which means that Jack Smith can present some of his evidence, and we'll see some of that before the election. So that's the good news. We'll see what happens. I can't imagine them going full tilt of presidential immunity because it's not just Trump you're going for. It's future presidents and maybe Biden. So if you say you can kill, can assassinate a political opponent, Biden can call out SEAL Team 6 to take out Trump. He wouldn't do it because he's a decent person, but you never know. And why are the polls so close? That's the question mark. Of course, they're not really, if you go to a certain polls, the Trudy poll is out. Our producer Trudy Hart has her own poll out, and she doesn't divulge her metrics, but she does say that she believes it's going to be a Biden blue blowout blitz, with Biden winning and not even close the White House, and retaining the White House will flip the House blue and cling to the Senate. I don't know what her metrics are, but let's put those Trudy positive vibes into the universe. And while we're at it, let's have constructive conversations with what I would call disaffected Republicans, independents, and fence-sitters. MAGA faithful, they're lost. We know that. We don't need them. But we need to have conversations with people who can be persuaded. And they can be persuaded by the facts, because the facts are ours, on our side. If you go by any kind of polling, the issues are with us, from everything from the economy to reproductive rights, certainly, voting rights, LGBTQ rights, gun control, climate, all of it is on the side of the Democrats. But we have to have an open mind, too, and an open heart. So you got the facts, and you have to have empathy, and I think you can do it. And sign up to help if you can. I'm doing some voter call-outs this weekend for congressional candidates. If that's your bag, do it. If you like knocking on doors or writing postcards, do that. And by all means, check your registration. Make sure you're registered to vote in the primary and especially the general. And if you're in a swing state, particularly, make sure you vote and you bring 10 or 12 friends with you while you're at it, if you have them. The Twitter X feed is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Anything, everything on your mind, please vote in. It's not even close, says Connie. We have to vote blue or else we're out to lunch when it comes to our democracy. Mark says you don't need a corrupt Supreme Court's ruling to know absolute immunity would make a president a king or a dictator. It's up to for us to channel our rage, disgust, and disappointment. Please, let's achieve record turnout and make this one a win for democracy. I am with you all on that one. That is for sure. I mean, it's just craziness. What else we got? I clicked off something. The Supreme Court is also disgraced when it comes to abortion. Roe v. Wade overturned. Now people in Idaho are desperately dying. Well, that was the other case they heard was the emergency federal emergency law going into effect with the abortion law in Idaho, which is one of the most restrictive, very rare exceptions. You have to be the life of the mother. People are bleeding out in parking lots before they can get help. This is 2024. It is disgusting, for sure. Twitter, X feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. If you're in Idaho, you might want to look for some private places to hide. It is the David Ugly Show. Here are the B-52s. Weigh in.
You're living in your own private Idaho. Living in your own. Baby, I love you, baby.
and the phone booth. It's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just gotta call.
So we'll be hanging on the telephone. We'll be hanging on the telephone.
I heard his mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I told her to ignore.
Telephone with Blondie. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show in honor of National Telephone Day, which was yesterday. I don't think too many people know about the telephones across the hall these days. Some of us still have landlines, though. Vintage music from a great group. Winkin' and I going out to Nancy. Thank you for the kind words, Peter. Popnet chat box. And Frampton coming alive. Peter Frampton for Chloe and Gloria. We know from the 70s and 80s, high school heartthrob when Frampton came alive. With all those great long locks and the great music. He doesn't have long locks anymore, but he still performs despite some health woes. At the age of 74, he was inducted officially on his birthday and said he never thought it would happen. So congratulations, Peter Frampton. You're making a lot of folks still come alive. And the B-52s, living in your own private Idaho. Idaho, a pretty prayerless place should you be pregnant these days. Supreme Court heard the arguments about the emergency, federal emergency statutes that would help people get the treatment they need in a very restrictive state. So many are restrictive now. Idaho, bad place to be. Arizona, Florida, where President Biden was campaigning this week. And you might not notice because we've only been talking about Trump. Good or bad thing, I'm not so sure. Playing compare and contrast, but let's see some of the good stuff Biden is doing too. But Trump and his hand-picked henchmen on the henchman and hench lady on the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade's 50 years of precedent on the Dobbs decision. He says he's still bragging about it. Great thing, everybody wanted it. No, nobody wanted it, or most people didn't want it, I should say. But this, back to the states, and a lot of them are dragging us back to the 1950s or 1850s in some case. So be careful where you live now, and make sure you vote blue no matter who to get this thing righted. We have to codify Roe v. Wade. We need a lot of people, a lot of help on that front. We've got to flip that house back blue and hang on to the Senate. Trudy says we're going to do it. Do your part, please. Twitter access AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available. Brendan, PopNet chat box, SCOTUS will let us down, and they should all go to hell, if you know what I mean. Once Trump is convicted, so says Percy, the Supreme Court justices he appointed should be rescinded. I'm not so sure how easy that would be to do, but we'll see. He's a convict, and he knows it, so says Carl. Well, he's not a convict yet. He might be a criminal. We know the behavior, but the official stamp has not been placed on him yet. So we'll just see how that all goes out and finds time for that. Mindy says when he's convicted, the Supreme Court appointee should be rescinded. Yeah, well, we'll see. As the grift goes, so do the other grifters. And he has a picture of Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, and Brett Kavanaugh, so says Philly. And Molly says it's very interesting that George Santos was kicked out of Congress with 23 charges And the GOP frontrunner has 91 charges. Well, actually, they got rid of a few, so he only has 88. Hey, speaking of charges, a whole bunch of them were charged a la like the Georgia situation in Arizona for the fake electors, a slate of fake electors plus the usual bunch. Not Trump, though. He wasn't, but Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, Boris Epstein, who was the one guy that came in with him to court today, Jenna Ellis, a whole bunch of other folks were indicted as well in Arizona in their fake elector scheme. So we continue this going on, but it's a slow go and a slow walk from the Supreme Court and others. And the slow walk started with Merrick Garland, by the way, who was the appointed attorney general. So what are we talking about? Hey, you know what else is going on? There's this campus unrest regarding the Israeli-Hamas Gaza situation. The people, I mean, it's broken out all over Columbia University, Yale, Brown, USC. USC, I think, canceled their graduation. It's horrible. But when you see some of the young people who are, and they have a right to protest, and I think protest is a good thing, and you don't have to, and, you know, some of it is laced with anti-Semitism, although it's not always that, and you can disagree with Israel's policy and not be anti-Semitic, but some of this stuff has been violent and vitriolic. You can't go around saying we are Hamas and destroy Israel and claim it's a peaceful protest, if you know what I mean. Violent rhetoric leads to violence, and that's not a good thing. Keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that both sides have some tragedy and tribulation, and we're still waiting all these months later to get the remaining hostages out, if any of them are still alive. And people often forget to mention that. That's my take on it. Twitter X feed is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, partner chat box available. Quick shout-out, because you know what's good? Getting yourself your own private Idaho is your own experiences and your own creativity. So delve into creativity and leave the world's woes behind. Reconnect with your inner artist. The Inspiration Action Challenge helps some folks do that, including Stan. Where's Stan from Aurora? Do we have the location? We believe Blue Bay, Kentucky. Is that it? Somewhere in Kentucky. Stan, thank you so much for chiming in. Says, thanks so much for the push. Love your show. Love your perspective. And I love the challenge. It's got me off my duff. I'm writing again. Okay. Short and sweet. Cryptic. I like it. That's a little teaser. Keep going, Stan. Please keep us posted. Inspiration Action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout. You deserve it. If you need a little push, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one, I may reconnect via the website, amybetharkawi.com. Check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series while you're there. Chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story, and Forgotten 45 requests. We have links to the podcast and social media connections. Kind of a one-stop creative shop, interactive indeed, at the website, amybetharkawi.com. And had a chance, live music helps me go, too. Sean Colvin, KT Tunstall, live in Richfield, Connecticut last night. What a show. Keep going steady on the edge of the third picture.
Like a drunkard, like a girl. we've seen this before. In the history of the Great American Experiment, extremist groups have risen to challenge our democracy. There were anti-Semitic fascists in the 1930s, the KKK, the John Birch Society. But each of these hate groups were opposed by the American president and rejected by the American mainstream. Today, for the first time in our history, an American president embraces extremists and incites them to violence.
Our boys, stand back and stand by.
Donald Trump is refusing to accept the results of our democratic elections and calls for violent extremists to stand by. It's dangerous, anti-American, and a threat to democracy unlike any in our history. Millions of Americans have fought to preserve and protect the freedoms Donald Trump now threatens. Now it's our turn, our duty to defend America, not with guns or tanks, but with our votes. Trump or America, fight for America. Vote. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
To see dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabird flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Headed out to Galveston in honor of Glenn Campbell's heavenly 88th birthday on the Amabeth Arcui Show. Winking and not going out to Rory. Thank you for the kind words on the Popnet Champonx. Yeah, Glenn would have celebrated his 88th birthday on April 22nd. And great music he left behind. And that song, by the way, featured in the first run, the first season of that groundbreaking HBO documentary series, The Jinx. Back the second season, because even though Robert Durst has passed on, he left so much footage because he's another one who talked too much, got himself into big trouble indeed. Interesting, intriguing story and documentary series for sure. Hey, the late great Jimmy Buffett finally getting his due in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducted in the class of 2024 with Cheeseburger in Paradise, or Cheeseburgers and Confetti all around for lunch downtown in the Lower Manhattan Courthouse, if you know what I mean. A pair of songs from two ladies I saw last night do their stuff, and oh, they did so well at the Richfield Playhouse. Suddenly I See from K.T. Tunstall, who burst on the scene in the 90s, and Sean Colvin, Steady On, has been doing her thing since the late 80s. So you know what? Creativity, it is the fountain of youth. Keep at it, and it's so fun to see the live music, especially, to me, in intimate, smaller venues. Some folks like the arenas, not so much for me. And speaking of music, the Hall of Fame inductees, class of 2024, there were some snubs, some surprises, of course, as usual. Let's see what we do. Running down a list, people like Mary J. Blige, Jimmy Buffett and Cher, as we mentioned. Dave Matthews Band got in, I think, on their first try, right? Foreigner finally in, Peter Frampton finally in, Kool & the Gang, Alexis Corner, John Mayhell, MC5, Ozzy Osbourne as a solo act, and some others like Big Mama Thornton, and the sort of the Heritage Awards, I guess. A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick and Norman Whitfield are in as well. So good stuff. Are you happy? Are you surprised? Or they're snubs? Twitter X feed is Xavier Rice. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page PopNet Chat Box. Also, don't forget our unofficial and scientific listener survey. Should there be cameras in the courtroom in New York for the trials? Ali says, yes, cameras in the courtroom. Want to have some light on this whole darn thing. It's a fiasco, and I'd love to watch it. As for the snubs, what about Styx? So says Pedro. Styx before, Dionne Warwick before Styx? Outrageous. Well, Dionne Warwick has been waiting for a long time to get her due, too. And, of course, a lot of people are purists where they say if you're not officially a quote-unquote rock and roll act, like they did last year with Dolly Parton, the thing is there's a big umbrella. So, I don't know. To me, it's all good music, as they say. Cheryl says Dan Fogelberg should be in posthumously. If Cat Stevens is in, he's in that same kind of vein. Folk rock rocks. Yeah, I agree. My friends, of course, Marcy, Adam, and others have said, as I do, what about America? When are they going to get their due? I think so. They've been doing it 50 years plus, and they should. Lonnie says, your friends America should be in, but, you know, Jerry Beckley has already retired. It looks like it. He's stepping away, at least for most live performances. Dewey Bunnell is still going strong with the backup band that they've always had, I guess, and maybe guest performers. But they deserve it, 50 years plus. I also think Chubby Checker should be in. I don't understand why he's not in, especially as a heritage artist, not just with The Twist, but other things, Limbo Rock and The Fly and other songs. Anyway. Get these people in, as they say. It's a game, it's a parlor game, really. What can you say? One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcast. Follow the Amy Beth Arcui Show wherever you get your podcast. And be on the listen. We have select editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream. I have different appearances. Trudy is pretty good about sending out the social media missives when she's not working on our poll to tell you about my upcoming appearances. So what else do we have on the Trump front? Moonbreeze says, the GOP should be ashamed. Trump is now threatening us. Shame on him and shame on the Republicans for nominating him. He says that Americans who oppose him should be, quote, unquote, be careful because his Project 2025 agenda will send the Justice Department after them if he wins. It is perilous indeed. Chloe says, thank you so much for mentioning the 2025 project. Nobody is doing it. It's very serious and dire. Folks should look it up. Indeed, it does roll a lot back, roll a lot of rights back, gives him a lot more power as a dictator, really, and sort of rolls us into a Christian nationalist theocracy, which I don't think most Americans want. So do your homework, and again, engage in these constructive conversations just in case the Trudy poll is off. We've got to work on it. Well, we still have time, and we can still do it, but please work on it and don't take anything for granted. Mom Resistance says the only time Trump rejects the opportunity to run his mouth is when he'd be required to do it under oath. This should tell everybody what he's all about. All they need to know, Trump is a criminal, Trump trials, Trump for prison 2024, vote blue to save America. I like all your hashtags, and I'm with you on that. As for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's nothing but a bunch of nonsense anyway, so says Carla. Well, it's fun. I mean, it doesn't matter, but it might matter to the individual artist. Like Peter Frampton was pretty excited. So it's an accolade, and I think it matters in that way. But, yeah, it's all politics. The fans get to vote, but it's always dubious about how much that counts and who else is doing the voting. So I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, it's just for fun. And Patrice says he wouldn't need immunity if he did nothing wrong. Hope the Supreme Court doesn't cave. Indeed, we hope so. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted. I have a feeling the decision won't come out until the end of their term, which is the end of June. So don't hold your breath, as they say. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters, for keeping us moving. And thank you so much. Hey, drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the end of that dark week.
End of story. Or is it?
Indeed. We're going to leave you with one from the great traveling Wilburys, which include Roy Orbison as Lefty Wilbury. He also celebrated his 88th heavenly birthday on April 23rd. So keep going as we reach the end of the line. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, come back and see us. My name is Dr. Quisha. You know I love you all.
Well, it's all right. Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all.
Somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the
purple haze. Happy to feel that. And it don't matter if you're by my side. I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all.
answer to difficulties.